Gary and Tommy is the podcast that everyone's talking about. Meet the healthy energy drink all Australia is talking about, made with a groundbreaking blend of adaptogenic herbs. Dr. V, the future of energy drinks.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh yeah, 24 hours to go.
Oh, how exciting. Almost as exciting this morning when I put on, you guys mock me for watching the news every morning, watching morning TV, even Chris.
Sorry, we don't. You cannot say that that's watching the news every morning.
It is. I watch the breakfast TV shows to watch the news.
Watching Koshy is watching. Yeah, you watching
all of them. Anyway, even Chris this morning sat on the couch with me. We had tears of joy in our eyes seeing that little Cleo Smith had been found and that she's well.
Yes,
glorious
it is
news. Yeah. Absolutely, like astounding news. Yeah, police have just they're incredible.
The relief that family must be amazing.
Yeah, I think her mum posted something to say we're a complete family. Again, which is beautiful.
Bickers, big show. We have a big show. We have the time game not too far away. We are going to meet more people who are playing tomorrow, though, for that $1 million is on the line.
I think we have my favourite cricketer joining us later on.
Really?
Is that too much to say?
We got Quinton de Kock on the show.
No, not him.
Hansi Cronje.
No. I know who he is. I saw an episode of Bad Sports recently. It was all about him.
Oh, is he coming up then?
No, it's not him.
Oh, no. Okay.
Adam Gilchrist. Yeah, he's so lovely. Dreamy, isn't he?
He's dreamy. Yeah. He's dreamy.
He's so sweet.
Hey, up next, something that is going to be great for the mental health of the nation, but sadly, I can't do it all. I'd like to.
Oh, we're going to hold hands and do it together?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Great.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There are charity challenges to do everything these days. Yeah. You got to grow a mustache. Mm. You got to actually shave every day. You got to not drink. You got to get drunk. I may have made that last one up. But my friend has
They'd raise a lot of money with that one, wouldn't they?
Oh, drunkuary. Oh. Wouldn't that be great?
That's really clever.
Thank you.
Just an extra dollar for every drink you do.
Every drink. $10 for every drink you have.
But my friend has started a charity challenge that is doing something completely different. Alex, welcome to the show. Can you explain to Carrie what your charity challenge involves?
Yeah, so the charity challenge is, I don't know what you're like, but I don't know how you've spent your COVID doom scrolling and always doing something. So the idea of this challenge is the do nothing challenge. So the idea is to do 30 minutes of nothing every day. And so that could be, you know, meditating, mindfulness, staring at clouds, watching a kettle boil, and just something to sort of stop, relax, breathe, and slow down and sort of get in touch with your mental health, just give you a bit of strength to go through the day, to push through all the shenanigans that are in the world.
When did you last do nothing?
No, I was just thinking you'd have to have a chat with my family about that because they are at me all day long, you know. It'd be hard to find 30 minutes. Although you're right, I choose to do things like watch Netflix. I could just do nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. We're always doing something. You ask, how are you going? Everyone says, busy, busy. And it's like, that's such an overwhelming thing. Like, I go to bed, first thing in the morning, there's the phone. I better check some stuff. Look at emails, but it's social media. And sometimes it just gets a bit too much. So, you know, with all the COVID stress, it's so stressful. You know, you watch the news, it's like people dying, depression. It's so hard. But we need some time for our mental health. And I think there's stats that like 5 million Aussies are going through a really pretty serious mental health challenge every single year. It's 1 in 5 Australians. And it's really, that's a pretty bad number. So we thought we could have a little bit of fun with it, do nothing to do something for mental health. So you sort of sign up at donothingchallenge.com.au, try and do 30 minutes a day of nothing, and then you'll be raising some money for amazing charity partners, Smiling Mind, Origin, and Reach Out in the process.
Oh,
so there's kind of no downside to it.
They're incredible. Love a bit of Smiling Mind. We do meditation at my house with Smiling Mind. It's 7 minutes, not 30, but still we're doing our little bit. But Alex, I'm intrigued that Tommy has brought this. Is Tommy part of this? Because I've known Tommy a while now and I've never known him to ever do nothing or be alone.
Well, I think we could all do with a bit of nothing because that is we're all so busy all the time. So, I mean, if but, Tommy, but we did a Zoom thing a few weeks ago, Tommy, where I literally went on Zoom and you sat there for 10 minutes and watched me. I think I was folding a piece of paper or something for 10 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, but, like that. But I was 5 minutes late. Because I,
on purpose?
Yes, because I said sorry for being tardy, but I couldn't do no 10 minutes of Alex. I love you,
Alex,
bro.
Alex wants you to do it for 30.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I think as well the thing was well you don't have to do it all in one go. You could break it up. Like every 2 hours, you could go 5 minutes. I'll just zoom out, look at some clouds. I'll go and look at the trees swaying in the breeze.
Tommy, you had 30 minutes. Alone, like on your own, like after work, maybe at home or?
Just being asleep count.
No.
Yes.
Like after dinner or something or?
Nah.
What do you mean?
Why would I be? No.
No.
Nah.
What are you doing?
If I was alone at home, mm-hmm. I would go 5 minutes before I called a friend.
To speak to them or to catch up with them in person?
Up.
Because you just can't be in your own company?
No.
Well, this could be an amazing challenge for you to do.
But I don't want to do it. Can't I just donate, Alex?
No.
You can donate, but I think it'd be good for your mental health to do it.
I agree.
That's the thing. You can do it on your own. You could do it with your friends. You could sit around and do nothing for 5 minutes.
You never know when you'll be in a situation too where you'll need to have learnt to be good in your own company. Do you know what I mean? There'll be times when you won't be able to phone a friend. You'll be stuck on your own and you'll be like, I'm so glad I did Alex's challenge.
So I don't want to brag to you guys, but my psychologist has also tried to get me to enjoy my own company. And I just don't see when it's ever going to be applicable.
But you, like lots of times you might be stuck on a mountain or something, you know.
So I've got to start practicing to get stuck on a mountain.
Well, you do things like do your Antarctica running marathon. What if something happened and you ended up off course and you were there on your own? You might have to be in your own company or in a plane.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up in hospital and you're in a hospital bed in your own ward and you're just there on your own for days and weeks on end.
Is that what this is? Is that
what? Don't say producer Saunders mocking me.
But is this what I'm training for? Do you think I'm training this whole time so I can end up in hospital?
In your own, no, just so you're comfortable in your own skin and on your own.
I'm all right with not being comfortable with it, I think.
Alex, I've tried.
Alex, it's fantastic and I love it and I reckon people will get a lot out of it.
I think people will love that.
It is called donothingchallenge.com.au. Make sure you go and sign up. It is just $30 to join the challenge and all that money goes to supporting the mental health of Australians. Alex, we're going to keep arguing, but thank you, bro.
No worries.
You ask the people, 13 10 60, you give Tommy an example of when you were stuck on your own, no one else around, and you had to get used to your own company. You had no one else to turn to. See, people will prove to you why you need to do this.
Pick the phone up, lonely losers, come on.
13 10 60, we'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, which means the time game is coming up real soon.
$5,000 it's up to.
Hey, Alex Waddleton has put together a great charity challenge to raise money to help the mental health of the nation, which is struggling at the moment. Donothingchallenge.com.au is where you need to go to sign up. Because,
and you don't even have to do a lot, hence why it's called Do Nothing Challenge. They want you just to sit, be still for 30 minutes or do something like look at the watch the kettle boil or play with paper or something just to bring your mind, calm your mind.
But then we realise that this is not my strong point.
No.
And you think it's something I need to learn to get better at.
I think it would be good for you to do this challenge or even just in life to occasionally try and be on your own. There's going to be times when you're going to need it. Julia, can you give Tommy a time he may need to be on his own and be comfortable with it?
Yeah, hey, I am actually with Tommy on this one.
Oh, Julia, you can't be on your own either.
No, can't stand it. Like I try and go and have a peaceful bath and within 2 minutes I'm like, I'm bored and I'm out, I'm done. No.
Jules, have you tried guided meditations or things like that?
I have, but then I find the mind goes elsewhere or I think, oh, I need to go and do this or I need to go and do that. Yeah, no, I'm just not one of those people that can sit and be.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that means this challenge is the perfect thing for you, Jules.
Maybe.
You guys can do it together.
No, that defeats the purpose. Yes, it does. Yeah. Let's go to
Justina. Justina, do you have an example of why Tommy may find himself in life in a situation where he's going to need to learn to be on his own?
Well, look, I don't know if he's going to hopefully find himself in this situation. I hope not. It's not everybody's ideal situation. But, you know, the extreme situation is you might find yourself with a loved one going to jail.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And that might be your spouse, and you might not sort of be used to, you know, not being without them. So I've just endured 16 and a half months of that from my partner.
Oh, Justina.
And, I had to learn how to be alone, and it was quite difficult, I will say.
I tell you what, Justina, I do like a bad boy. So,
trust me, he was worth it. Trust me.
So, did you get better at it as the months went on, Justina, or you never seemed to conquer the kind of aloneness of it all?
Oh, I not only conquered my aloneness, I conquered a lot of my inner demons that I've sort of carried through my life.
Wow.
And I really did some, you know, the work on myself, I suppose, so to speak. And I've come out a better person from it. We both have, actually.
Justina, obviously now I'm very loyal to this station. I don't listen to any other radio stations. But when I was younger, I used to listen to love song dedications, and they would always have songs dedicated to their partner in jail. Did you do a love song dedication?
Look, I never got to do a love song dedication, but we got to do emails and things like that. And it was during COVID when COVID happened, so I didn't get to see him for a good 10 months of his sentence.
Wow.
So it was really, really
like
hard.
Love letters.
So,
good.
Yeah, lots of love letters. Lucky he learned how to write really good long letters.
Good
nothing
on
else
you
to do, I guess.
Good on you, Justina. Thank you for getting. Well, there you go. I could end. My partner could go to jail.
See, you never know.
That is a thing.
What about Chantel? Chantel, have we got partners going to jail, or what's happening in your world? Mm-hmm.
No, just a good old-fashioned blackout might do it for you.
Oh, yes.
The loss of power.
Yes. We had one on Friday, Chantel, and we couldn't text, we couldn't email, all the power was off, and the kids and I didn't know what to do with ourselves.
That's it. Well, see, unlike your earlier caller, I can't even have a bath because I'm on property. No power also means no water, so no bath, no cup of tea, no cup of coffee, nothing. So you sit and look at stuff.
So how long, Chantel, is the longest one you've endured?
Oh, well over a day or so, you know, enough to hope that you don't lose anything in the fridge.
Yes, I kept telling the kids, don't open the door. Once you break the seal, it's all going to defrost. I don't even know if that's a thing or not, but that's what I thought.
So, no, I've learned to appreciate it. I've learned to just, you know, lay in the back paddock and look at the clouds and stuff. So embrace it while you can.
Chantel, I've realised I might have to get better at this because I don't often look at this, but I have just opened my diary and I've had a glance at my 5-year plan.
Yes, and what does it include?
The first thing says marry a bad boy and move to the country. So.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, meet the healthy energy drink all of Australia is talking about, made with a groundbreaking blend of adaptogenic herbs. Dr. V is the future of energy drinks.
Coming up, though, one of the greatest cricketers this country has ever seen joins us on the show. Not a bad actor either. Loves a on-screen saucy moment.
Really?
Don't you remember?
Yes.
We talked to him about it last night.
I do. I just think of all the cricket achievements, just chucking in a little bit of doesn't mind a root on screen.
No, it was all in his imagination. He had to act like he was into it.
Yeah,
we've all
done that.
Yeah. Anyway. I won't tell you who it is. I was going to say, and so-and-so joins us next, but that defeats the purpose of the tease, doesn't it? I feel like if he's listening, he's now feeling awkward. Anyway, you know who you are.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
He is a champion of cricket. Mm-mm. He's just written a book called Champions of Cricket. I'm assuming he's put himself as chapter one. Welcome into the show. It's Adam Gilchrist.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you going? No, I haven't found a need to include myself in this one. There's a very interesting little illustration, all the illustrations, which are brilliant, are sort of caricature ones throughout the book. And the one of me at the back, I do need to discuss with Michael Weldon what he was thinking of that one. So, but the rest of them, very, very impressive.
Well, we don't have the book here, so we can't see.
I've got the illustration.
Do you?
Your eyebrows look like you're just about to do a drag show.
Oh, that picture there. Yeah. Why has he made you look about 100?
Yeah. Well, maybe because I do now.
That's you don't. Maybe, that's the issue. You're a handsome
man. He obviously ran out of ink for my ears. He's made them very small, but the rest of them are pretty cool, I reckon. So it's as you may well know, it's a targeted at the kids. The book, it's a sort of 8 to 12 year old bit of introduction to some cricket champions and the illustrations. They describe each individual's personality and player type and playing style to a T. I reckon they're brilliant, really good.
You have inspired my own son. He is a wicketkeeper in his club, in his team. How old were you when you properly started playing, when someone thought, this kid's actually pretty good?
Like a lot of younger brothers, I filled in for my older brother's team when I was about 8 or 9. And what do you do with a small kid? You throw him behind the stumps and make him wicketkeep. And first time I wicketkeeper, I broke my nose. So that was an interesting start. But I must say that the nurse on night duty that night in the hospital told me the same thing happened to Rod Marsh. So from that moment on, I was like this tractor beam vision to wicketkeep for Australia, which clearly I was very fortunate to able to do. But I did meet Rod and asked him about that. He said, no, never broken my nose in my life. So it was a good story at the time.
Do you reckon, Gilly, the nurse just has a list of famous sports people from different sports, and whatever kid comes in, she flicks down the list and goes, okay, this one's footy.
Yeah, it was enough of very clever skills from that nurse. It got me through that evening and sent me off on a journey that I'm forever grateful for.
Did you play though during your teens more as just a weekend thing? You were part of a club, or how soon did it become something you were doing every night of the week? You know, you hear basketballers out the back bouncing. When did it become like an obsession, or was it always just something you sort of did? You enjoyed, I guess.
Loved it, enjoyed it clearly, but just loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. Every afternoon, as I said, I was the youngest of four. Four kids, eldest sister and then two older brothers, and they all played. Dad played. But I just, mates, backyard, up at the school nets, just really loved it. I guess I always hope that, I don't remember saying I'd want to play for Australia. I just remember saying I just want to play cricket nonstop. And then, you find yourself getting selected in a team and you go, I might try and get in the next team and the next team, and away you go. So, but just always enjoyed it. Like, junior cricket, school cricket, weekends were packed with it and just couldn't get enough of it, really.
So, Gilly, this is to inspire kids. It's 30 top team players who've shaped our game. Who did you have to leave off the list, and have they found out and have they called you?
I got a couple of mates, probably Matty Hayden, Mike Hussey, a two that hit the edit room floor. They got cut
off.
Ouch.
Mr. Cricket.
Matthew Hayden.
Mr. Cricket. Can you believe it? What I've realised in chatting a bit about this is, and some of the names that have been mentioned, maybe it's been a clever way to get a number, the second edition out there a little bit later.
You mentioned how you got into it. Whose story out of all of them is the most surprising? Who entered into the world of cricket and successfully into the world of cricket in the most sort of surprising way?
Glenn McGrath. He didn't start playing cricket till he was about 16.
Right.
And within about 5 years, he's playing for Australia. So he made the move from Narromine in Western New South Wales down to Sydney to play club cricket, and he lived in a caravan. So his nickname was Millard, which was the brand of the caravan. But anything's possible from wherever you come from, I think. And, of course, Tim Payne, the current captain, he was about to give up and take a job for a cricket gear manufacturer, where he's plucked out of almost nowhere to captain the team or wicketkeep, and then all of a sudden he's captaining the team. So plenty of good stories there.
It sounds great, Gilly. Adam Gilchrist, Champions of Cricket. Grab a copy for your kids today. Thanks, Gilly.
Good to chat, guys.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and 13 10 60 right now if you'd like to play this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Today is the 50th edition of The Time Game. Tomorrow with Carrie and Tommy is Million Dollar Day, where someone will definitely win $1 million. But who cares about that now? When right now, you could win the title of Time Master, the chosen one with time, and the Time Game Weekly Jackpot, which is up to...
$5,000, bruh.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
God, it's getting up there, isn't it?
Isn't it? When are we going to... Imagine if it gets to $1 million, because...
Oh, that's a long time doing this show.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelsey. How do you feel about $5,000?
Well, I spent $200 on cheese in the last week, so that would be great.
Kelsey, you are going to get gout at some point, so let's hope you spend this money before then. Has it been affecting your dreams?
No, my friend is a cheese maturer, and she sent me, like, all this cheese, and there's lots of truffle, and I can't say no.
Oh, what a great friend to have.
Yes, I've only got a cheese juvenile as a friend. Anyway, let's get rid of
Kelsey,
those jokes.
Kelsey, we are going to pass you over to Jesse, and Jesse's going to say start, and you're going to say stop at exactly 5 seconds, all right?
All righty.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, dang.
Great. Felt so good.
Damn, it felt pretty good.
Felt so good.
How did you feel it?
I feel like children are the only ones that get really close.
Okay.
And are you a child?
No, but when you guys have had kids on and they get like 0.1 of a second out.
Yeah, because they don't overthink it, I reckon.
Yes. Yep. They just try and be one with time. You're thinking about cheese. Jesse, how did Kelsey go?
4.85.
Oh, Kelsey.
Pretty good.
Wow, that was very good.
Let's go to, is it Lachie?
Lockie.
Sorry, bro, I should have known that. Lockie, are you one with time?
Oh, no, not really. That's all right.
Okay, well, let's have a go anyway. You're here. You know what to do. Just say stop when you think 5 seconds is up. I'm handing it over to Jesse now.
Start.
Ooh.
Felt a bit long, maybe.
Do you think?
Maybe
I thought it was pretty good. Okay.
Jesse.
He's wiggling his little whiskers just a bit.
5.
Okay.
Point.
Okay.
6.4.
Oh, sorry, Lockie. Oh, no, it wasn't that bad, bro. Oh, be nice to yourself.
Okay. Should we go to Michelle? Is that how you'd pronounce it? Or no?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not Michelle.
Great.
Okay, sure.
That's fine.
Okay, Michelle, we're going to hand you over to Jess. Say stop at 5 seconds, all right?
Rightio.
Start.
Stop.
I reckon you might have had a little micro slip in the middle there. I reckon you're about 6.2.
Jesse?
6.56.
Oh, let's go to...
Brooke.
G'day, Broke. Oh, damn it.
Stop it. Brooke, are you ready to play?
No, sorry, Tommy, my name's B-Rock, not Brooke.
Oh, B-Rock! Hey, B-Rock, you're fun. What are you going to do with the $5,000?
Oh, well, I really need to book a holiday in for my kids, and I'm a little bit short, so I'm going to win this game today and
good
game over.
Good
yeah,
on
right.
Just,
do it.
Just focus. Just be one with time. Say stop when 5 seconds up. Cash is yours. We're handing it over to Jesse now.
Start.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, B-Rock. B-Rock.
That felt good.
B-Rock. He's put his little, it's so weird, he's put his little back paw up to hit the button on the thing.
Oh, my God, he's giving you the tension music.
I didn't even know he was that nimble.
Come on, Jesse.
Come on, Jesse.
5.
Okay.
Yes. Point.
Okay.
3-2.
Oh, sorry, B-Rock. You were great, though. Good news for everyone else. Jackpot's next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And tomorrow is Million Dollar Day. Coming up very soon, we are going to catch up with one of the contestants.
So tomorrow is Million Dollar Day, but I discovered last Thursday it was World Teachers Day.
Well, that's as big a day.
Yes, it's an incredible day. I'm sorry I'm nearly a week late to it.
Yes. Didn't we give out money for trick-or-treaters that weren't quite ready?
We should have given out money last week to teachers for the amazing work we do.
Yes.
But in true Carrie and Tommy style, we're a week late to it. So today I want to honour all the amazing teachers out there because
all
it
of
has
them.
Been... Well, we don't
we can only pick like
to...
four, mate.
Okay, four amazing teachers. No, every teacher, the last few years, the last year particularly, but for some people in Victoria, it's been 2 years of remote learning, on and off, everything. Don't look like that.
No, but I meant we've only got...
I don't care. I'm trying to do my speech to the teachers and tell them that I think they're rad.
Rad enough to give money to
and
all
I
of them?
And I think any parent that's had to do any... home learning with their child.
We don't have money for them.
No, I'm just saying that we already thought teachers were amazing. Now we realise they are just...
Now we realise they are.
No, I said we already thought they were. Now we realise they are just doing something that is a very, very hard job to do.
Yes.
And I love you all. And I think
what are we going to do for them?
Well, four of you, we're going to DoorDash you.
We're going to DoorDash some cash.
Yes,
what are we
DoorDash
doing, Jess?
Everything to keep our life in order. And unlike this story, DoorDash is actually on time. We DoorDash everything. So if you would like this, 13, 10, 60 right now.
And so Jessie, how do we know who you're going to give the money to?
Well, I'm going to judge it based on how hard I think their subjects are to teach.
What, you're going to pick teachers off against each other?
Yeah.
You've not said one thing that's encouraging or lovely about them yet.
Oh, teachers are great.
Yes.
Yeah, but we can only get four of them.
I know, but
what do you mean? I don't have to say, like...
Be kind.
Teachers are fantastic. Unfortunately, four of you are going to be more fantastic today and get some money from DoorDash.
We DoorDash everything to have our life in order. Download the DoorDash app now. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your Wednesday afternoon, we DoorDash everything to keep our life in order. And today we're DoorDashing teachers.
We're DoorDashing cash to the amazing teachers out there who
four
do an incredible job every day.
Just four of them. You've decided
you're going to give it to them more on merit and based on what they teach.
Mate, my...
You're on your own here, mate.
What do you mean? You don't think some things are harder than others?
No, I just don't
my
think...
PE that... teacher, oh half the time, didn't teach me because he was having a sleep in the sick bay. Miss Newman, if you're listening, I still love you, but half the time you weren't there. G'day, Caitlin.
Hi, how you going?
Pretty good. Caitlin, what are you teaching?
I am a history and geography teacher.
Oh, double barrel. Okay.
Yeah, two subjects there.
Yeah, yeah. What? I don't remember paying a lot of attention in either of those subjects, though. What year level?
7 through to 10, so a bit of a mix there.
Okay, 7 through to 10. I will give you $100.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Not more than 100?
No. What do you mean? 100's great. Caitlin just said thank you.
I know, but
hang on. Sorry, Caitlin, you're appreciative of $100, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good on you. There you go. Congratulations. Thank you for the great work.
I just would have given Caitlin
Keep it
more.
Up.
That's all.
How much would you have given her?
$250.
You're going to run out of money quicker than I am.
Andrew.
Let's go
Andrew, you amazing man. What do you teach?
I teach grade four.
Grade four.
Just a general classroom teacher. Yeah.
Primary school. How many years have you been doing that, Andrew?
I've been doing it for about 5-6 years now.
Okay. And Carrie's laughing because I've taken my chewing gum out and I put it on my piece of paper.
So that he could talk without a chewy in his mouth. You're like a four-year-old. Mm. That's what's happening here. Andrew, how hard are the four-year-olds to teach?
I teach grade four, so they're about nine years old.
Yeah, sorry. Carrie's grade four teacher wasn't that good, but they're basic mathematics. Yes. No. Andrew,
their numbers are slightly better than what Carrie's is apparently, but
yeah. Andrew,
he knows to diss me because you're the one with the money. Not
Andrew,
me.
Hold the line. We're going to come back to you. Ellie.
Oh my God.
Ellie, g'day,
Hi.
Ellie.
Hi.
Ellie, what do you teach?
I'm a specialist teacher, so I work in a school for kids with autism. So basically, we teach almost everything plus life skills.
Yeah, great. Ellie, how long have you been doing that?
4 years now.
Okay. Ellie, have $600.
Are you serious?
Ellie. Yeah.
Great work.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
No worries.
Amazing work, Ellie.
Thank you so much. I'll be sharing, I promise.
Do you want to go back to Andrew or go to Mel?
Let's go to Mel. Let's see what's happening. G'day, Mel.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
So just sorry, Mel, we're just going to do a bit of math. Hold there for one second.
I got 300. I got 300 bucks.
You got 300 left.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mel, what do you teach?
I teach kindergarten at the moment.
Is that, don't people love that? Like, isn't that like just the best job ever?
No. some people love it, some people hate it. You're one or the other.
Okay, I mean,
my child is currently in kindy,
yes.
So I'm hoping.
I love it.
Are we door dashing Mel some cash here? What's happening?
How long have you been doing it, Mel?
I've been teaching all together for about 22 years.
Oh.
22 years.
Yes.
Wow. 22 years of just doing something you love.
Oh, stop.
I do love it.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you have kids.
Mel admits that she does love it.
Okay, so you've got 300
but
bucks back. You've got Andrew, who's a grade four teacher, yes. Mel, who's been teaching kindy for 22 years.
Andrew, have you got me, brother?
Yeah, I do.
Andrew, it's up to you. There's 300 bucks left.
Put it back on him, Andrew.
Would you like to split it? Would you like to take it all? Or would you like Mel to have it all?
I'm happy to split it.
Mel, are you happy with the split? I'll give you the
final say.
150 bucks each. Great job,
guys.
Amazing work of teachers.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Shall we meet one of our contestants?
Hell yeah.
24 hours until the big day, and this person needs that $1 million like never before.
Time to meet one of the players competing in $1 million Alpha Bucks.
$1 million with Alpha Bucks. If I do win, so the first thing we'll be spending it on is another round of IVF. So we've been trying since, this is recorded, isn't it? So we've only been trying since our wedding night, of course, because, you know, we're very good people. So yeah, we would spend it on another round of IVF, which is about a bit over 10 grand a pop. So winning $1 million would mean so much to me and my husband. I'm a very emotional person. I don't like to be, but I will definitely be crying if I win $1 million. It would set us up for the rest of our lives.
Wow, she joins us now. G'day, Georgia.
Hi, how are you guys going?
Oh, Georgia, it's getting down to the business end, isn't it?
It is. Not long now.
And you'd spend the money on your business end as well.
I would. Yes, I would.
Oh, well, Georgia, you sound like you've been through a lot the last few years. I know you haven't been able to have your honeymoon. You're still trying for a bub. Hopefully this can be the turning point for you.
Look, I hope so too. My husband and I often joke that we could probably write a book between us. He's a boat person, so he came to Australia on a boat, and I have chronic illnesses, and we've done IVF, and both essential workers, so last few years have been fun. But, tomorrow's going to be fun too, so.
I feel like you said you could write one book. I feel like that's about seven books in one, Georgia.
Look, I'd like a good series, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's playing Georgia?
Oh, I have been thinking about this quite a lot. I'm not going to lie to you, especially when it goes to, a movie adaptation. I think I'd want Jennifer Lawrence, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
She's amazing. Oscar winner, isn't she? Or nominee?
I'm now getting confused at which one Jennifer Lawrence is.
From Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Bombshell.
And from
X-Men as well.
The one that she was in with McConaughey or whatever.
Silver Lining Playbook.
Yes, that was a good one.
Also known for being clumsy on a red carpet.
Yes. That's so mean to a T. Exactly.
Georgia, you sound like such a bright spark. Mm. Are you always like this, or are you putting it on for us today?
No, look, that's probably one of the first things people say about me. But no, this is just me.
Georgia, it's never not a shock hearing that it's 10 grand around to do IVF. That is so much money that you would have spent over the years.
Yes, and I explain it to quite a lot of people. I'm very much open about it. It's a, you know, everyone else gets to talk about their pregnancy journeys and all of that, so I feel like, you know, why shouldn't I? But the 10 grand is just the procedure to collect the eggs. So it's not the medication, it's not the freezing, it's not the inpatient where you've got to go into surgery for the anaesthetic. It's, you know, and it's not everything prior to IVF, because IVF is like one of the last steps. So yeah, it's very expensive. But yeah.
And that doesn't take into account the emotional toll as well, I'm sure, on you and your hubby.
Yeah, it's there was a radio interview years and years ago that, you know, came up on my socials, and it was, you know, people really need to stop asking those questions, because, you know, someone will go, oh, when are you having kids, or what, you know, you guys have been married for so long, what's happening? And it's like, I don't think people realise that emotional toll. Like, you know, my husband will be going, my husband and I'll be going along really well for months, you know, we're holding it together, you know, behind the scenes it's, you know, an absolute war zone, and someone will ask that and it just, you know, for weeks you just can't pick yourself up, and it's very mentally demanding.
Well, Georgia, we wish you all the best tomorrow.
Thank you. We can't wait
to meet you on Million Dollar Day, and hopefully we can point your life in the right direction so that you can finally have all those amazing things you want, yeah?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, and Million Dollar Day is tomorrow. Coming up very soon, we're going to meet another one of our players.
Have you picked your outfit for tomorrow?
I have.
Has it got bling? It needs bling.
Does it?
Yes, I think so. It needs to say cash.
No, I because you know how sometimes you want to compliment the thing rather than like go with the same. So, for example, if I was going to marry a woman, I'm not going to get dressed up in a dress, right?
Right.
So I don't want to dress up as money.
Yep.
I want to dress up as
a
Haitian bag to show what you could go from.
You go with that. I've picked something with a bit of bling.
Yeah, damn it. Okay, I'll go bling too.
Hey, you know I told you last week how Chris accidentally stuck his fingers together with super glue when he was fixing Evie's bike?
Yes.
I've got a super glue story for you next that will make you go, oh, no.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon, and the incredible Zoe Foster Blake is joining us up next.
Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Tommy Littles, little bits.
Not a lot, baby girl, just a little bit.
I mean, the first one's a big bit.
Yep. And you've been taking over my bits a lot lately.
Yeah, I know.
It's usually stuff I don't really want to bring.
Yeah.
So I leave you to it.
Why would you not want to bring this?
Give it to me.
A hefty Scottish man has got nude in front of Joe Biden's motorcade at COP26. Perhaps we can do a brief reenactment. Jesse, would you like to play the part of the hefty nude Scottish? Oh, because, sorry.
Oh, no.
Would you like to give it a go?
No, Jess is the Scotsman.
But I'm so sorry, because I actually have faith in your accent abilities.
I don't think I can do a hefty nude man very well. The Scottish bit I'm fine with. It's the other bit, you know?
Do I want to be Joe Biden, nearly dying Biden, as he gets wheeled around and goes,
I'll be the car.
Hey there, what's that? What's that over there? There.
Wait, is Joe Scottish?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm nearly dead. Who's that?
I wish you could all
see
him now.
Take a look at these, man.
call it your haggis.
A look at my wee haggis. Actually, no, it's not wee. It's really big.
Compared to the rest of your body, I think it is wee.
Okay.
He flashed him as they were doing the motorcade.
Hey, how's this for a great bit of reverse psychology? He stood in front of his motorcade nude, and then how intimidating is this? The nude man took pictures of the motorcade. Not the other way around.
Oh, no, I'm sure people are taking pictures of him too.
Well, in the reflection, I bet you he'll find, oh gosh, I've just taken pictures of myself in the reflection of a car window here. So that's the most exciting thing to happen at COP26 so far.
Great.
Because what's that? You want a bit of Chris Pratt news?
What's he up to?
He'd just
be
remind.
One, he'd be okay with getting nude, wouldn't it?
What?
In front of your motorcade. I mean, if you had a choice.
See, imagine if I did this. Imagine what? If I did this when you were doing your bits and I just went, yeah, you'd be all right. Oh, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? Yeah, Kylie Minogue, you'd get nude in front of her, wouldn't you? Yeah. What?
That's a bit much.
Was it too much? I mean, you did.
I think
this.
You've just proved your point.
Yeah.
So what's Chris Pratt up to?
Just remind everybody, which one is Chris Pratt again?
He is one of the Avengers.
Is he?
No, close. He is an Iron Man.
He's Iron Man.
A Guardian of the Galaxy guy.
Yes, okay. What else is he?
He's also in a romantic comedy, but I'm not sure which one that is.
He's in Jurassic Park as well.
Oh, is he? Yep.
And he has been announced as being the voice of animated movie Garfield.
So he's going to play Garfield. Are they making Garfield into a movie?
They are, yes. So they already Garfield. Have before.
Oh.
But they're doing it again, yes.
Got a bit to catch up on.
Hey, what's Garfield's favourite food?
Pizza?
Ooh, lasagna, so close.
Lasagna.
The reason it's making headlines is because he has also recently been announced as the voice of Mario in an upcoming animated movie. You know the voice that goes like this. It's-a me, Mario! That's Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. God, he's getting a lot of voice gigs at the moment, isn't he?
Doing a bit of accent here. And I thought, because I thought we were at the days where you would get Italian
People to
doing.
Do Italian accents, yeah. Yes.
But seeing as the market is open, Bickers, now is your chance to submit your audition.
For
the
what?
Line is, it's-a me, Mario.
It's-a me, Mario.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I'm going to bring you one last little bit that I think parents everywhere will enjoy.
Before you get cancelled for bunging on an accent like that.
Dad of a little 9-year-old boy was helping his little son. His son was having to take drops for his scratched eye. So every day he had to have some drops so it could heal. And he said, Dad, time for my drops. Dad said, yep, pop it in for you. And then he realised he'd actually popped super glue into his son's eye. He quickly called the paramedics. He was worried he'd blinded him. They said, keep flushing it out.
And then but they'd be closed,
the
right?
eye shut closed for 4 days.
Whoa.
This kid couldn't open his eyes. He's fine, though. Not blind. He's all good. Didn't do any damage. But that's a dark 4 days.
Well, you know what? It was quite literally. But you know what's probably he's worked out? Because it was a scratched eye, right?
Yes.
Probably 4 days shut. Bang.
Healed it.
Your scratch is gone. You're good as new.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks. Guys, we are playing tomorrow. It is very, very soon.
It is very, very soon. But right now, one of our favourites has a brand new kids book that is all about bath time. Because Zoe Foster-Blake, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys.
Who is scared of the bath? You're the kids. Your book is called Scaredy Bath.
No, the bath is scared of the kids, and rightly so. You know how chaotic it gets at bath time? It gets quite violent and aggressive. Children go mad.
So is this book meant to comfort the kids, or is it for all those freaked out baths out there that need something to read?
I'm an advocate for the bath.
Yeah, good.
Yes. No, but for real. No, I just was laughing because my children, I mean, it's that end of the day where they're so ratty anyway, usually, and tantrums are just around the corner, but they smash the toys into the side and they're splashing and yelling. And so I just thought, how's the bath feel, you know? It's pretty scary.
I went through a phase in lockdown last year where a friend said, you know, you can make bath time so much more interesting if you add food colour to the bath. And the first food dye I added was red, and it was murder in the bath for little Addie that night.
Stains.
Oh, did you?
But you can make it fun. We would add glow sticks and music and turn the lights off. I mean, lockdown, you've got to get creative,
that's
right?
Fun.
Yeah,
are you having techno baths, though?
Yeah, techno baths, for sure. Really,
no time for that in normal life, though, now that we're out of lockdown. No. Kids, no fun. No. It's in and out. Come on.
Look after yourself, kids.
Who does bath time usually in your household? Do you have rotation of nights? You both do it. One of you prefers that. Who does it?
It depends if Hayden's shooting, because when he's on set, obviously, he doesn't get home in time. But he likes to actually have a shower with them now that they're a bit older. So they all jump in together because my son's too old for baths.
Showers are so much easier, aren't they? Yeah.
My daughter would sit there for an hour, but yeah, he's got time for that.
So I realised in hindsight, you said because Haim's shooting, defensive Haim's shooting. When you first said it, my heart skipped a beat because I literally thought you said so earnest. Well, it depends if Haim's shitting. So.
Oh, no.
Sorry, we never
shooting a television show.
It's also well-timed, Zoe, that you also have a children's bath range of bubble baths. Yes. I mean, how clever is that marketing?
You know, you're the first to mention that. I haven't brought it up in any of the interviews, I swear. But, yeah, I do. And they make bath time fun as well. Not scary. Very fun.
What's the new, because, you know, obviously I don't have kids, and so it's been a long time since I've had a bath, apart from I've heard about the glow sticks.
Do you not
and
have baths as an adult?
No.
What about when you go, like, remember you had that one, that beautiful romantic one on your own?
Oh, yeah, that was traumatic. So I stayed at a nice hotel, and they addressed a letter to me and then my ex-girlfriend, not knowing that we'd broken up, and I thought there was a nice bath thing and I had a long run, and then I opened it and I didn't realise it was a romantic couples for two full of rose petals.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he had it on his own, like a loser.
So if you didn't have a new girlfriend there, that would have been
it. True. And this makes up for all these baths that are getting scared out there. There is one that got quite the romancing.
It is funny, though, when you think about the romance of a bath, because it's fun for the first couple of minutes and then it gets a bit cool, and also it's rare that two people can fit in a bath, so it's always a bit uncomfortable and one leg's being sat on, the other one doesn't want to say, actually my leg's gone dead, you know.
It's for holidays and movies only. It doesn't exist in the real world.
That's right.
Well, this looks awesome. Scaredy bath, heartwarming, utterly delightful story about the daily ritual of bath time for the whole family. Make sure you grab it now. Zoe Foster-Blake, thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Gary. See you guys.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at this afternoon. And tomorrow is Million Dollar Day. But, guys, next week we are offering up some other cash as well, thanks to McDonald's McSpicy range. Could make you crack a sweat. But will you guys crack under the heat we put you under next week in some of these challenges?
What kind of heat are you putting us under?
Well, I can't tell you what they are.
Like metaphorically, or like you're actually putting us under?
Well, you remember last time producer Sonda was in charge of...
That is true. Snakes and stuff. She's giving thumbs up. So, like, we have to be able to eat hot things, or what do we got to do?
I saw Jesse had all these Bunsen burners on his desk.
What are we doing with them?
What are you doing with them, Jess?
You asked for those the other day, actually.
I did, actually.
Said they'd be fun.
Do you have a problem getting naked and sweating?
What? This is weird.
You could score.
Is this related to this?
Yeah, just kidding. We won't do anything like that. It'll be fun.
But we're doing it for listeners. So if we can handle the heat, so the listener has to pick who's going to be able to handle the heat out of Tommy and I, and then they win cash.
We'll have to bribe people to pick Tommy because he's a loser. What's happening? I don't know why I'm being so mean.
So just so I'm surmising correctly. We are going to get naked and sweat for the listeners.
I don't think that's one of the things. I think that was just Sonda's little head thinking that's what she'd like to happen in life at some point.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that's what's going to be happening in this challenge.
This is a family-friendly restaurant.
Yes,
everything will be completely G-rated.
And it could win you $2,000 cash just by choosing if you want to choose Carrie or Tommy to play on your behalf. The details and to register to carrieandtommy.com.au. Now, thanks to the McDonald's McSpicy range, can you handle the heat?
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's Million Dollar Day is tomorrow, guys.
It is. And all this week we've been meeting people who tomorrow they have a chance at becoming a millionaire, because it's amazing to think that some of these people we speak to beforehand and then in just a matter of hours.
I know.
Well, bang.
Life-changing amount of money.
Shall we meet our next contestant?
Yes. Time to meet one of the players competing in Million Dollar Alpha Bucks.
Together, we can dig it high.
Hey there, I'm Brad, and I can't wait to be Australia's next millionaire. If I was to win $1 million, I'd be keen to help out my family and help buy back my grandparents' house. But I got injured a few years back and was ill for a little while and had to get a bunch of treatment, so I needed a heap of help that I'm still kind of paying back. So as part of the rehabilitation process that took years, I had to find something that helped me work on my memory and concentration. And one of those things was actually playing the Alpha Bucks. So in a very strange way, it's a little bit poetic that I've got this far with Gary and Tommy's stuff. And a large part of it was because I just did, you know, a massive amount of practice by using this type of game as to do something fun for me.
Brad, you're a fascinating man.
Hey there, Carrie. How are you?
I'm very, very well. This is extraordinary. So many people play, you know, play along and play Alpha Bucks in their cars and stuff. But for you, this is life-changing.
It absolutely was. Yeah, definitely. And really a positive way of helping me get better, which is alongside a whole bunch of serious stuff that I had to do. But yeah, also a way of having some fun of working on my memory and recall and concentration, that sort of thing.
Brad, I imagine that would make it frustrating if you're listening along and someone stuffs up the third answer and they stop playing because you're like, come on, I'm training here.
Exactly. I'm in like full training mode, like trying to get to like 4, 5, 7 or 8. But yeah, no, 3's not enough for me.
Brad, how long have you had the injury for?
It was about 6 years ago now that it happened.
And what happened?
So I suffered a neurological brain injury after I was, I got involved trying to help someone involved in an episode of self-harm.
And
without going into too many details, it had a massive sort of knock-on effect for me. It took a while to actually understand what had happened to me personally, and get a diagnosis and then get into a hospital for treatment. But I'm talking to you after a very long, long sort of road with that, and got through about 18 months of treatment in a rehab program there in Melbourne, which was brilliant. But at the end of a long day of sort of exercises and testing and all that sort of thing, we would try and had to find something fun to do, which would help with our other sort of side effects, which is where I got into, playing these types of games.
You sound incredible now, Brad. How are you doing? Do you still have lingering effects, or are you back to 100%, or is it something that you kind of have to learn to live with for the rest of your life?
Yeah, definitely much, much better than I was. Not quite at 100%, and so I do have to kind of deal with it for either a long time or forever. But I go through periods where people can call me like the Terminator in terms of my concentration and kind of ability to keep up with stuff. And then I'll go into other periods where I'll just have some really, long blank stares and blank moments, and some other nastier stuff that happens as well.
Okay. Hey, Brattles, for what it's worth, I've never had a neurological injury, and I don't think anyone has ever described me as being at 100% any day ever.
Oh, Brad, I know your family means so much to you. You've said that you'd like to help buy back and save your grandparents' house. What's happening there?
Oh, yeah, I did. I've had Dad got out of a joint replacement surgery a couple of months ago, and then got diagnosed with needing to start a chemo program in the middle of our lockdown. And so through a whole bunch of twists and turns with that, we were at risk of losing my grandparents' house, which was kind of where me and my siblings, but also my nieces and nephews, have kind of spent a lot of time and, definitely grew up with lots of the family. So I'd love to just be able to take that off everyone's concern list and be able to keep that in the family and not be at risk of losing that. And that'd be brilliant if I could do that. That'd just be so cool.
Brad, you're the best.
So, Brad, just one little additional thing we have to let you know before tomorrow. So here's the thing. You deserve this $1 million. We want to give you this $1 million. In fact, we keep meeting some of our amazing listeners and we want to give them each $1 million because they're so wonderful. But we can't give everyone $1 million tomorrow. So you need to know if it's not you tomorrow, that we still think you're absolutely fabulous, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And I wanted to say thank you to you as well, Curry, because your shout-out to people undergoing chemo in the middle of everyone else suffering from COVID hit us and Mum and Dad at a very special and meaningful time. So I know that wasn't intended necessarily for us, but we definitely felt it and want to say a big thank you for that.
Not a problem at all, Brad. All the best with everything and we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. See you then.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy could use an energy boost. Meet the healthy energy drink all Australia is talking about. No artificial flavours, colourings or preservatives. No jitters and no crash. Just 100% real metabolic energy. Dr. V, the future of energy drinks.